At just about 9 o'clock, you are listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. It's Friday morning, which means it is once again time for Open Mic Radio. We're going to get you all in a Friday state of mind right now. This is The Sweaters.
Taking 12 steps in a minute, hoping today will end. Trying not to think of my footsteps outside those doors. My arms are open wide enough to hold all my heart in. Lost my new gloves again. Whatever happened to sitting with you on the bench in the park? This is a lesson. I'll die trying, you'll die crying, 'cause of the omission. Park the car and lock it. Forget what we did when we did it. My hand's gone, back in my pocket.
Nicely done, gentlemen. All right, I'm going to have you guys pull up to those microphones now. And before we get too busy, though, we're going to say welcome to the program. It's Open Mic Radio, Friday, August the 9th, 2019. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands, live in-studio performances, as you are now hearing, and a rundown of weekly musical events around the area. My name is Mike Hagan. It's good to be here with you, and glad you're here with me. Hello, everybody out there. Welcome to the show. Beautiful morning. Going to be a real nice weekend and a nice day, I think. It looks like weather's going to cooperate with us, so enjoy yourselves here in mid-Missouri this weekend. Got a great show in store this morning. I'm really psyched to have the young men that make up the band The Sweaters here with me in the studio. We'll talk with them and learn a little about the band. They're going to play some songs for us, and we'll have a good time like we always do every Friday here. We'll also do a rundown of some of the things that are happening around town tonight and tomorrow. Lots to do, so get out there and have some fun. Swing on by if you're in the area, 915 East Broadway, right down here and in between 9th and 10th Street, up in the Dalton Building, up the stairs there. Doors are open. We're always welcome to, we always like to say hi if people like to come in and say hello to us. So anyway, before we get too busy, let's say a big thanks to CJ and Jacob and Zach from Loose Loose for coming down last week. Always cool to see those dudes. And more new music from them out just last month. We heard a bunch of it last week. Their new EP is called Candor. You guys familiar with the band?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, excellent stuff from those gals and guys. I mean, in fact, I think Simone's going to be on Diana's show in about an hour at 10 o'clock. So you might stick around after this program. Simone, wonderful vocalist from Loose Loose. And she does a whole bunch of other things, too. She's actually a fantastic actress. At any rate, that's coming up on Speaking of the Arts at 10 o'clock. But anyway, yeah, CJ and Jake, Jacob and Zach were down here last week, and they're doing excellent stuff. Keep your eyes and ears open for Loose Loose. You want to see them if you get a chance. I expect another collection of songs from them before the end of the year, they said. They're going to try to get three of those EPs out, and they've already done two of them, so there's one more probably coming in October or November is what those guys said. All right, let's see if we can't convince our guests here to play another song for us, and then we'll come back and chat with the Sweaters. All right, it's Mike, and this is Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia 89.5 on the dial and streaming all around this pretty blue planet at www.kopn.org. And yeah, all right, gentlemen, what do you got for us?
This is Staying the Night.
Stay in the Night. All right, once again, this is The Sweaters, and you're listening to it here on Open Mic Radio. Go for it.
Hutchinson was enough to get me through the month. Your basement ceiling is hollow, smell like skunk, no, it's your fault. Why won't my face do what yours does? All I'm asking is peach fuzz. Why are my socks inside out? And where'd these socks even come from? Stay in the night, am I lonely? Stay in the night, in my mind. I don't know what you would find. I don't know what you would find. Something that you left behind. Is it long enough? Is it long enough? Is it long enough to get me inside?
Well done. Very nice, you guys.
Thank
Very
you.
Nice. Nice Thank job, you. Ben. All right, cool. Let's say hello, I guess. All right.
Hello.
This morning, my guest with me in the studio, and it is Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, I've got members of the band The Sweaters with me, and we've got Ben, Anders, and Henry. I'm sorry. And how you guys doing this morning? I appreciate you coming down on a lovely Friday morning, but it's a little bit early.
Thank you for having us. Yeah. We're doing great.
Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome. I've been wanting to actually have you down here for a while. We've kind of been talking on the internet there for a little bit. I'm glad, glad we finally got it worked out. So, super cool. All right. So, for people who aren't familiar with your band, let's talk a little bit about who you guys are and where you come from, that kind of thing. So, I think Henry and Ben, you guys are brothers. Is that correct?
We are.
All right. Where are you from originally? Are you from Columbia?
We're from Columbia originally, yeah.
Okay. And Anders, what about you?
Right down here in Columbia, Missouri.
Okay. And we know how you guys know each other because you're brothers. How did you fit into the mix?
My dad was actually a student of their dad at MU for a little bit.
I see.
In English. And so they came together for like work picnic kind of stuff. So I was around them like as a toddler. But we met at at this camp called Compass Music Camp that
I'm familiar.
That was run by Violet Vonderhaar.
Uh-huh, sure.
And
shout out Phil Sean Johnson as well. She's
awesome. Yeah, I love Phil. She's a friend of mine, and she's been a great part of this community for a long time, and the musical community and the community at large.
Yeah.
And she's also a fantastic drummer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and Violet and the Undercurrents are doing great stuff, and yeah, kudos to all of them. Right on. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's how you guys met at the Compass Camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
About 3 years.
Coming up on 3 years.
Yeah.
3 years about, yeah.
Okay. All right. And is that about the same time that the band got together? When did you actually decide we're going to have a band and decide that was the beginning? When did the Sweaters actually come into existence?
So we met each other and kind of got musically involved with each other at Compass Music Camp. It was, you know, a couple weeks after that where we started having practices. We kind of realized we were into a lot of the same stuff, and we started writing songs. And our first show was in the February of the coming year, right? Yeah. So 2017.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What about musical background? Do you have music in the family? Are your parents musicians or brothers, sisters, that kind of thing?
My family's very musically inclined.
This is Anders talking for those out there who aren't familiar. And so give me a little bit about that.
My dad, Aaron Harms, who has been a musician around here locally for a long time.
Sure, that's a familiar name to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Him and his brothers have played a lot in the past like 30 years for a while. Just like a lot of people in my family. Most of them are from around like Sedalia and have played around there.
Great musical really tradition time. In Sedalia. Scott Joplin country up there. In fact, they do the annual Joplin Festival there, and they're remarkable musicians from all over the country that come for that. So, right on. Mm-hmm. All right, cool. What about you guys? You got music in the family background?
A bit, fair amount. Ben and I have been playing together since we were pretty little. We've always known we wanted to do something with music.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, we have a lot of fun playing together.
Yeah.
It was really, we were waiting for another person who would fit into a band really well for us, and Anders is perfect. And so we were like, this is awesome.
Awesome. When did you decide to be a drummer, Ben, or are you a multi-instrumentalist? Do you play other instruments as well?
Yeah, I play a couple other instruments. I started out taking guitar lessons when I was pretty young, but before that I had a drum set, and I used to play that when I was a really little kid. And so back when we were little, Henry would always play guitar and I would always play drums, and that was kind of just how it set up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, I never really decided. I think it was just always kind of
That's
who
where
I
you ended
was.
Up.
Yeah.
It's always kind of been his strong suit.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And what about training? Are you guys self-taught, or do you take lessons, or are you professionally trained, or how? Your dad, I guess. I mean.
Yeah, I've learned a lot from him, and then also I've taken piano lessons since about first grade.
All right, so you play the piano as well, Anders.
Yeah, I try to dabble in as much things as I can.
Yeah, cool. What about you, Henry?
I've been playing guitar since I was about 8, I think, And I just always been taking lessons, and this is just how it ended up, I guess.
Who you learn from? Do you still take lessons?
I do. I'm taking lessons from Tanner Jones right now.
Tanner Jones, a great guitar player. He plays for a heavy Western band called Comancheros.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen them, they are a lot of fun, and they just tear it up. And he's a hell of a guitar player. Yeah, excellent. Mm-hmm. Very cool. All right. You are doing the singing as well. It's sort of rare to see a drummer that does the primary vocals. There are a few bands that do it. And, mm-hmm. and I mean, I've always sort of wondered why. Is there a reason why there are so few drummers that are also primary or lead vocalists?
That's a really good question. It's tough. It's really hard to play drums and sing at the same time. And it took a lot of practice to get used to. It also wasn't really by design. Mm-hmm. I've always been a singer, and I've also always been a drummer.
Uh-huh.
And so when we were deciding who we were going to be as a band, we were trying to decide at first, and we were like, should I sing and should we get a drummer, or should I drum and we should get a singer? And we're kind of just like, you know what? We have both right here. Why do we need to, you know,
sure.
save us the trouble?
Sure. Well, your vocals are great, and I've seen you play on a full kit out live, and it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So, right on. Now, what about you? Are you working with other drummers, or do you take lessons from anyone, or do you just do your own thing?
Yeah, so I don't take lessons right now, but I actually, my first and only drum teacher was Phil Sean. Shout out to Phil Sean again.
Heck yeah.
And she taught me like everything I know. She's incredible. I haven't been taking lessons for a while, but I used to take lessons. Yeah.
All right. And we already talked about Anders. Okay, so, all right, let's see. What else do I want to ask you? What about songwriting? Do you have a primary songwriter, or do you guys collaborate, or is it just kind of you never know who's going to bring something to the table, or how's it work?
Ben is a big lyricist, and he brings a lot of things to the table sometimes, but it really depends on the song. Like, any one of us can come up with a song and just mm-hmm. bring it, and then we all just start jamming with it, or Ben already has a title or lyrics or something, and we put chords behind it, or he has a riff and then we write backing stuff and vocals and lyrics to it.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. So it can come about in lots of different ways, I mm-hmm. guess. Yeah. And what about just in a regular jam session? You ever guys just start playing and rock and rolling, and all of a sudden a little riff comes out, or a little rhythm, or a little melody, or something that you like?
That's about half the song.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the best way to write a song, in my opinion.
Is that right?
Organically.
Is just screw around and then.
Yeah.
Well, that works.
Yeah, all right, cool. Okay, you have, all right, where'd the name of the band come from? Why do you call yourselves The Sweaters?
So at our first show, we did not have a name, and we had no idea what we were going to do.
Okay.
And we were going up on stage in like 20 minutes, and we had to think of something. And two out of the three of us were wearing sweaters. That's the whole story.
Fair enough. Okay.
And we never thought about, is this really the name we want? And 3 years later, and it's stuck. So
yeah.
It's funny. There were the girls from Violence of the Violets. Are
yep.
you familiar with them?
Yep.
They're fantastic as well. And they were here a few months ago or a couple months ago. And we had a real fun conversation, but I asked them where their name came from, and that was a pretty funny story as
yeah.
well. And they're like,
it's
we couldn't
really
believe
it
stuck, you know.
Yeah.
And they're like, because it's like not that easy off the tongue, if you know what I mean. So anyway, okay, you have an EP that was released, was it sometime last year?
It was in March.
March of this year. It's called Focus and Ask Again.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about the brains behind that, and just why you decided to do it, and a little bit about the record.
Yeah, so we have a lot of material we've been working on for a really long time. We have a pretty large catalog of songs, and we were recording at Centro Cellar Studio with Will
yeah,
Reeves.
Yeah, Will Reeves, one of my friends, absolutely.
It's really great to record there.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
And we had these five songs that we really wanted to record, and I think we kind of... We're planning on releasing something bigger for a little bit, but we had those five songs done,
uh-huh,
and we
ready.
Listened to them in a row, and we thought, this is perfect. This is like this is a piece of music right here that we should record
yeah.
and release as it is. And I think it, as like a musical like idea, I think it fits really well together.
All right. The songs that are on that EP, what about the songwriting with those five?
A lot of those started with like just certain ideas from each of us. Some of them started with like a guitar riff.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them with a melody idea, but it really depends on each song.
Okay. So, all right.
Specifically, one of the songs on the record, Fast Forward,
mm-hmm.
we were Anders started out, he did it like a rough version of it in GarageBand on his iPhone.
Cool.
And I listened to it, and I thought, this is really cool. So we changed it up a lot, and we kind of filled it out, and we wrote a really cool piece of music from it. And that kind of shows you like how that song began.
Right on. Well, I think I was going to play The Creeps, but since you mentioned Fast Forward, I think we're going to play that one.
Yeah, go ahead.
And this is a song from Focus and Ask Again. It's an EP by The Sweatos. They're here with me in the studio this morning. It's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. And when did you guys say this was released? March?
March of this year.
March mm-hmm. of this year. All right, we'll come back and talk a little bit more with the band here, but let's listen to this one. It's called Fast Forward. Once again, this is The Sweatos, and you're listening to it on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. Go. There's a nice one there from Focus and Ask Again. That's an EP by our guest today. They're called The Sweatos, and a few young men from Columbia, Missouri here. And yeah, it's a great song, you guys. All right, I'm glad we played that one. That was cool. Let's take a little bit of a sidetrack here. I've got a friend of mine on the phone, I think. I never know who's really on the line because you can't tell. But they're sort of a regular that gives us a call on Fridays. And let's just say hello and welcome to Open Mic Radio. Who's this?
It's your only friend, Justin Hickerson, and you're my only friend, Mike.
Hi, Justin. How are you, my brother?
I'm good. I'm just headed to the gas station. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I've got these guys, the Sweaters, in the studio with me this morning, and they're sounding really good. I don't know if you've heard any.
I caught the tail end of that last song, and I believe I've seen the Sweaters perform.
Is that right?
I think.
They've been out and about plenty of times. When's the last time you guys were playing?
The 17th of July.
Where was that? Was that at Rose?
Yeah, it was at Rose. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, Justin, I'm sure you ran across them somewhere because you guys are out and about quite a bit as well. And before we get to me asking what you're up to, I'm real excited that you guys are going to be down here next week.
Yes, that should be a wonderful time with Paul and Dave and Jesse.
Tell them why you're coming down.
We are coming to be on the radio to formally announce the release of our second full-length album for Paul Weber and the Scrappers.
Yeah, I'm real excited about
it. We'll be on your show a week from today, and then the release of the album will be that Sunday, the day after, 2 days after that, at Cooper's Landing.
At Cooper's or Cafe Berlin? Yeah, Cooper's Landing.
Cooper's Landing with Willie T. Taylor, so it should be a real true treat.
Yeah, and for those who are not familiar with either of the bands that we're talking about, either Paul and the Scrappers or Willie T. Taylor, both absolutely remarkable groups of musicians, although Willie pretty much performs by himself. But, you know, I'm not going to make any promises, Justin, but I'm going to try to get Willie on the phone while you guys are here next week.
That'd be cool. And, man, I may be wrong here, but I think Willie might have a band with him this go-around.
Huh. Well, that'd be even better.
Or there's a band that's traveling with him and will be playing separately. But as I understand, it's Willie T. and I can't remember the band's name, but I think they're performing together.
Okay.
Either way, should be a real tearjerker.
Oh, yeah, he can really pull the strings, can he? He is quite a songwriter.
Indeed.
All right,
so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, what about you? What do you got going this weekend?
Oh, man, the Daves are going to Boonville tonight to play at the Hotel Frederick.
Wow, that's a classy gig for you guys.
Yeah, I was thinking
I'm surprised they're letting you at the Frederick.
I know. I'm gonna try and get everyone to go to the casino with me afterward.
You're going to dress up nice?
We'll just gamble away all our earnings.
Yeah, I hope you break the bank, man.
I just hope we make it back from Boonville.
It's a long drive sometimes. Doesn't seem like it, but...
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the middle in Roachport there if you need a pit stop.
Oh, I might be. Hey, you know that $20 you owe me?
Oh, that again?
I need it.
Hey, stay on the line with us here. I'm gonna run through some of the stuff that's happening this weekend. You guys feel free to chime in as well, okay? What are you doing, by the way? Are you working today, Justin?
Yeah, we're not mowing today. We're going to clean up a flower bed. This lady just moved into her house, and the flower beds are all a mess. So yeah, we're going to get them knocked down to something she can work with.
All right. Well, best of luck with that. My flower beds need some work as well. I just don't have any money to pay you. Remember that $20 you owe me? You should come over and work on my flower. $20 worth of flower work.
Give us a call,
man.
Hickerson Lawn and Landscaping for all your lawn care needs.
That's very true.
573-397-3183. Ask for Pat, not Justin.
Yeah, don't ask for you. All right, tonight at the Blue Note, William Michael Morgan, country music with Murphy's Ford and Hallie Kearns. Tomorrow at the Note, you got Party with a Purpose, the Adult Prom, a benefit for Pascali's Pals. I am not in on that. I don't know what it is. And let's see. How about Rose? Happy hour tonight. You know, Fridays are kind of fun in the summertime. They do happy hour from 5 until about 7 down there in the park. Have you guys ever done have you ever played in the park at Rose?
I don't think we have.
Yeah, that's one to put on your list. That stage out there is really cool. And
I've been wanting to play on that stage.
Yeah, that maybe later in the fall we get you guys down there at Rose. Anyway, the Bel Air is doing happy hour. That's cool. I haven't seen the Bel Airs in a while. Speaking of Phil Sean, one of her original bands, the Bel Airs, she played drums for them for years. I don't know if, I mean, is Phil
I did not know that. That's cool.
Yeah. I haven't seen the Bel Airs in so long. Maybe Phil's going to be playing drums for them. I kind of doubt it. But
that'd be cool.
Phil, call in and let us know if you're going to be playing drums tonight.
I like Phil Sean's style, man.
Oh, she's a hell of a drummer. And in fact, Ben, who's sitting here with me in the studio, plays the drums and sings for the Sweaters, was at least learned to a certain extent from Phil. Is that right?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Justin's
there's a lot to learn there. That's awesome.
Yeah, Justin's a hell of a drummer himself. I don't know if you've ever seen him perform, but extremely good drummer. All right, so anyway, so we got the Bel Airs at 5. Then later tonight, we got the Funky Butt Brass Band with Cat Daddy's Funky Fuzz Bunker Band. Man, this is a tongue twister. If you can say that, you're doing pretty well. Diana, let's see if you can do it as good as I did. I got through both of those pretty well. I'm not going to try it again. Anyway, then you got the K Brothers tomorrow, the Summer Fish Fry with the K Brothers at Rose. That'll be a lot of fun with the Tillers and the Bernie Sisters. Familiar with any of those folks? Who are the Tillers? Anybody know?
I don't know.
No, I know the Bernie sisters. I'm not familiar with the Tillers. Okay.
Anyway, I've never heard of the K Brothers.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I've heard of the LMNOP Brothers, but never the K Brothers. Brumch. You know, I'm killing it this morning, Justin.
That was awful.
Thank you.
Just
right.
Awful.
Hey, you got any gum? All right, sorry. Cafe Berlin. All these inside jokes, we gotta cut that out. Tonight, Sergio Slayer album release party with Sergio Slayer. Of course, if it's their album release party, I would guess they'd be there. Blake Gardner and the Farmers, Josh Runnels, TC, Van Ghost, and DJ Soul Train. That'll be a great show tonight. You got some hip-hop along with some rockin' stuff going on. Van Ghost going to be here on the program sometime in the next few weeks, thanks to my friend Diana here behind me. Stick around for Speaking of the Arts, by the way. 10 o'clock, Simone. What's Simone's last name?
Sparks.
Yeah, Simone Sparks from Loose Loose. And she's also a very talented actress, as we're learning. But anyway, she's going to be live with Diana Moxon on Speaking of the Arts just in a little bit here at about 10 o'clock, all right? Okay, anyway, back to Cafe Berlin. Sergio Slayer tonight, album release party. Tomorrow you've got Black Mass, Honorable Death, DeGrave, and Lowest Life. I love the metal band names. They just crack me up. And these are pretty good, but man, there's some that are just excellent. All right, what about them, Justin? You ever played in a metal band, Justin?
Not since high school, and we were not very good. It was more doom metal, slower tempos.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. But, so no.
Okay. All right. Roachport General Store. What's happening? You know, it's fun to go down there, too. You guys should get a gig at the Roachport Store.
Huh.
I'm not kidding. Send them one of your EPs. They would love to have you there. And it's a real fun place to play.
Yeah, you get it on a good night. That's I mean, that little place fills up fast, and people are usually into whatever they're... I mean, people go down there to listen to music and have a good time, so they kind of got a built-in crowd.
Yeah, there are a lot of locals that hang out down there, and they're pretty generous. Mm-hmm. And anyway, okay, tonight you've got Overdue Bills at the Roachport Store, and then Pacific Lights tomorrow night. There's a couple more things to get through here. Cooper's Landing, it looks like they're redoing the website. They must have heard me last week when we were giving them a hard time about how crappy the website was. Anyway, it is no longer up and about, so I'm guessing maybe they got a new website, but cooperslanding.net is no longer operational. So whatever's happening at Cooper's, if you're playing there this weekend, give us a call at 573-443-8255, and you can let us know what's happening at Cooper's. The Station House at Catfish Katie's. We've got some music going on there. I think C-Rock City live tonight, 6 to 8. And then you got Ironweed Bluegrass tomorrow night from 6 to 8. And then Dennis Lane playing Sunday afternoon. He's fantastic. He's a steel player. That's 2 o'clock till 4. You know Dennis? I think you probably played with him, haven't you, Jess?
Yeah, I've sat in with him a couple times. The last time I played with him was... with Todd when Todd Waite was playing last summer.
Yeah, yeah.
We played a twofer. We played down at Cooper's and then in the afternoon and then that evening out at Rose with me and Dennis and Todd and Alan Losbaugh.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome.
On bass.
All right, dude. Well, I'm going to say goodbye to you and get back to the guys here. I'm going to say one more thing about Fretboard Coffee. There's a band. How about this one, Justin? The Brothers Footmen. They've got sort of a soul rock thing that's going to happen at Fretboard tonight, but they're called the Brothers Footmen, and they're supposed to be really good.
Yeah, I've not heard, so I cannot dole out an opinion there.
All right.
But I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's good.
All right, well, that's about it. Nothing happened out at Les Bourgeois, so I don't know. Anything else you have to find out on your own. All right?
All right, we'll see you, Mike.
I'll see you later. Love you, brother.
All right. Yep, but.
All right, that is the amazing Justin Hickerson, the Grassmaster himself, and we'll get with Justin next week. He'll be here with Paul Weber and Jesse Mudd and Dave Dernley, and we'll have Paul Weber and the Scrappers here with us in the studio. And I think Dave Angle hopefully will come down too, and I think Noah Earl's probably going to come down. I kind of ran into him a couple of days ago at 44 Canteen, and I think he may be playing a few songs with Paul and the guys next Sunday, so we'll have to see. But anyway, next Friday down here is going to be a lot of fun, so if you're enjoying the show today, you'll want to tune in next week because we'll have a whole bunch of folks down here in the station and in the studio. So, all right, back to my guests, the Sweaters. Sorry for the little hiatus there, guys.
No problem.
All right, so let's talk about some of the favorite shows that you've performed. You've done quite a few shows now over the last couple of years. Any ones that sort of top the list?
We played a show at Cafe Berlin a couple months ago for a Planned Parenthood fundraiser.
I was gonna say
that one. Yeah, with It's Me Ross. I don't know if you know It's Me
yeah,
Ross.
Oh, yeah, sure.
One of our favorite bands in Columbia.
Yeah, he's awesome.
And that was an incredible show. It was for a really good cause, and that was a great show. That's probably my favorite we've played.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to have to say the same on that.
Yeah?
Yeah. My personal favorite was probably a show we played at Stevens Park. Outdoors.
Uh-huh.
It's just really fun for me.
Oh, the 102.3 local artist thing.
Cool. We're playing that coming up again at some point, I think. Not that show, but a show at Stevens Park in the future.
That show was actually like a year ago. Mm-hmm. Like a year ago. Like last week or something.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's talk about upcoming shows then. What do you guys got on the calendar?
We are going to be playing at the Donut Festival down in Rocheport.
Right on. That's my neck of the woods, man. I didn't even know we had a donut festival.
Nice.
All right, cool. When is that?
October 5th, I believe.
October the 5th. All right. And anything else? Well, I guess summer's coming to an end here. So, all right. What about if you had a dream lineup, if you could put together yourselves and maybe two other bands? They got to be bands that still are around. You can't tell me the Beatles or something like that, right? Just a couple, three bands that you'd really like to play with, perhaps.
That's a really good question.
are we talking local or just in general?
No, anybody. Yeah, anybody. I mean, they could be local. They could be, but you know, it could be, you know, Chance the Rapper. I don't know.
That would be fun.
it would, right?
My vote would be for Pixies, probably. Huh. We saw them as a band in St. Louis a couple months ago, and that was a really cool show.
So, yeah, I would say one big band, probably Pixies, and I would still want to play with one of our local bands that we like playing with, so probably It's Me, Ross.
Yeah, okay. All right. What about favorite shows that you've seen? Like, have you seen any big shows that just blew your mind?
I saw Spoon at the Blue Note a while ago. Mm-hmm.
Love
that was
Spoon.
Fun.
Yeah, fantastic.
And I don't know if you know The National. Anders and I went to a show in Kansas City, I believe. We saw the band The National. They're a really great national indie act. Them and Always from Canada.
Hmm.
That was an incredible show.
Cool.
It was raining.
Yeah,
it was so hard. Soaked. But we were like one of like 20 people who stayed in their seats because it's an amphitheater outside, and we were taking in the rain because it was such a good show.
And the singer like went around the whole amphitheater, drunk but super, like throwing his beer up in the air. It was great.
And they're called The National?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh, I'll have to check them out. All right, let's see. What else do I want to ask you? What about other projects? Do you have anything going on with other musicians, or is it pretty much just the Sweaters for now?
I think as of now, Just the sweaters.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do any of you have aspiration to do singer-songwriter things or something like that? It seems like maybe you just write some songs and play by yourself, maybe?
I think we write such good songs as a band right now, and we have so much input together. I feel like all of us are getting our ideas musically into the sweaters. It's like a really great outlet for like trying all kinds of different things. And so for me, I'm completely satisfied like artistically and musically playing with these guys because we Fantastic. Can get anything done.
Awesome. Wow, yeah. That's great. I mean, sounds like you guys have a really good energy together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right
on. All right, well, I think that I'm going to have you play another song for us. All right.
All right.
What do you got in mind?
This one's a newer one. It's called Jesse. It's a little spooky sounding, so get ready for that.
All right, this is a song called Jesse. You're listening to it here on Open Mic Radio. It's KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. Henry, I'm going to have you drop that microphone a little bit. Same thing with you over there, Anders, and we got everybody ready to roll. And yeah, this is The Sweaters on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. Anytime you're ready, gentlemen.
All right.
Done, gentlemen. Very nice. What's that one called?
Jesse.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Fantastic stuff. That's The Sweaters. You're listening to it here. Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. Hope you're enjoying this, everybody. I sure am. Great stuff coming from these young men. What do you got planned for the future with regard to more material? You going to record some more material? And just pull that mic up too, man.
We are actually in the studio right now. We are going back in tomorrow.
Well, I don't mean my studio.
Well, not in the studio. We are in the studio as of this moment. We are down in a Central Cellar for the past 2 weeks, and we're actually going in tomorrow to... We got about maybe 7 songs that we're working on.
Very good. Mm-hmm. All right,
trying
fantastic.
Trying to put out at least one album.
Perhaps.
Before... wink, wink. Before the end of this year.
Okay. And you figure that'll have 6 or 7 on it?
Well, definitely more. We have a lot of stuff we've been recording in the past, so we're probably going to be mixing a lot of stuff in together.
Okay.
I think we're going to try to have like a 10-album.
Yeah.
10-song album.
All right. When you guys record, do you have any guest appearances on the record, or is it just the three of you?
I think as of now, it is just us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, Will can add all kinds of stuff. He's
yeah.
so talented and...
he's got great ears.
I was going to say, yeah, just if he tells you something,
it's probably
just keep your ears open. And appreciate what that gentleman says. He's been responsible for some fantastic music over many, many years here in Columbia, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for him. He's just awesome. So he's a real good guy, too. And the studio over there is just a blast. It's so cool just to be mm-hmm. in there, right?
Yeah. It's nice, yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. All right, I've got a question for you. What about the local scene? What do you make of the local music scene? You guys have been in it for a while, and you know there are lots of other bands, there are lots of other musicians that you come across and that you have to kind of interact with. Maybe some thoughts about what it's like just playing music around here with all these other folks.
I love the music scene around here. Like I've been going to shows with my family ever since I was little. Like even big stuff like Wilco coming into Columbia has
sure.
been big. And a lot of bands around here take a lot of influence from that. And I extremely value the local music scene here. And mm-hmm. it's really cool to think that we're actually being a part of it.
That's right great.
Now. I agree. Yeah, I think it says a lot that we live so close to two pretty big cities, St. Louis and Kansas City. But you don't have to go anywhere to hear great live music.
Like, no kid.
Columbia, and not just great live music. Columbia bands are releasing incredible records. I was listening to the Loose Loose one the other day, and
holy
it sounds
smokes.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
even like younger bands like The Adaptation have been releasing stuff recently, and I think Columbia has an incredible, it's like really vibrant music scene.
Yeah,
we're
mm-hmm.
really happy to be a part of it, definitely.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, you think the same thing, Henry?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I always ask, but as a guy who I'm sort of on the fringe on the performance side. I have a little project that I do just once in a while with a friend of mine, but I see a lot of live music and I interact with a lot of bands. And I have a lot of them here come visit with me at the radio station. And I'm constantly impressed by the level of talent and also just the level of coolness. I mean, people are really good people to one another.
It's really close-knit, the friendships with everyone.
Yeah, people treat each other well. And that, believe it or not, this is the only experience you guys probably have had with it. But there are other towns and cities where you really don't have that. You have much more... combative sort of attitude between mm-hmm, musicians mm-hmm. and bands, and there's a whole lot of competition and a whole lot of meanness, and the scene really thrives when you've got more of a situation like we've got here in Columbia. So you guys really are fortunate to be a part of it, and I'm sure glad you're a part of it. It's a thrill to watch you develop and listen to your music. Extremely mature music for guys that haven't been around that long in the scene. So I really appreciate what you guys are doing. You're sounding really good.
Thank you.
Looking forward to this next record to come out. And that's being done, like they said, down at Central Cellar. What'd you say about finishing that up? You figure by the end of the year you're hoping, huh?
I think that's going to be realistic, yeah. We're not sure exactly whether we have everything done that we want to have done. So
yeah.
We're not going to rush it. But
do you do it just like a chunk at a time? Like you'll get some studio time for a couple, you know,
yeah.
for
mm-hmm.
for a few hours over a couple weeks, and then you go back a month later or something like that?
Yeah.
It often helps to give us some time. If you record something and then you come back with fresh ears later,
mm-hmm.
That really helps develop it and make it sound a lot more mature and a lot more...
Because some people take like 2 to maybe even 3 years to put out a record.
Absolutely.
So it's good to take time.
Yeah, there's no reason to push it. I mean, there's plenty of time, and what you want is to put out a good product. You want something that makes you guys happy as musicians, that it sounds like the best that you could do at the time for what you were trying to do.
Yeah.
And then hopefully other people like it as well. You know, but yeah, it's your job is to go in there and try to do it as good as you can do, whatever it is that you're trying to do.
Yeah.
You know? So, right on. All right, so I've got one more question for you. If there are, if there were a band or two that you would like to see me have on the show here, who might you suggest that I invite? And I've had a bunch of them, so you'll have to be creative, because I might say, ah, they've already been here. Which doesn't mean they can't come back.
Have you had the adaptation on here at all?
You know what? Kyron has been down here, mm-hmm. but I haven't had the whole band down. So, okay, so that's one that's got to go on my list.
I think it would be really funny to hear them talk about their musicianship.
Well, I'll tell you what, the craziest one I had was Eat My Head.
Oh,
right, Ben and his bandmates, and that was quite a morning, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
All right, who else?
If it's anything like the shows, then
they didn't tone it down much, let me tell you. All right, so the adaptation, that's a good one. Anybody else?
It's Me, Ross would be a fun one to have.
It's Me, Ross. You know, I've actually approached Ross himself, and I think he works Friday mornings or something, but we're still going to try to put something together. That's a great idea. All right, Ben, one for you.
One local artist that's really new to the music scene, actually, that I think has a lot to say, Effie Lillig. She has played a couple shows with us, I believe, in the past, and she's really grown a lot, and her sound is developing a ton, and I think if you haven't listened to her, you should at some point.
I've seen her name on the bill a couple of times, mm-hmm. but I have not heard her, and I wasn't familiar. So, okay. All right, great. I appreciate that, you guys. All right, what about contact information if people are interested in having you play or just getting to know you guys or wanting to say hi?
Yeah, so we have an Instagram page, we have a Facebook page, and we have a Twitter account. So if you want to hit us up on all of those, our username is @thesweaterscomo, C-O-M-O. You can... access us through those avenues. Also, we're not really mean people, so if you see us out in public and you want to say, hey, we've heard of you, do you want to play
really
a show
mean.
With us?
Kind of mean, not really.
You know, yeah. We might look at you suspiciously, but then I'm sure we'll agree to whatever you have.
Yeah.
And we're always looking to play more, so if anyone has any ideas, be sure to contact us.
All right, sounds good. Right on. All right, guys, well, I appreciate you coming down.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm going to play one more on the way out here. But I've got a couple of things that I need to take care of before that. So why don't you guys just stick around, leave the mics on, and if you feel like chiming in, you can. I will say that tonight, tune into Penguin Tracks this Friday, August 9th, in the 4 o'clock hour to hear an interview with Jade Powers, who will talk about the African Children's Choir. That'll be on Penguin Tracks this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Also, the Orr Street Farmers Market. We've got something going on there. Let's see. World Dance Rock, featuring Miriam, Raisha, and Katarina, will be performing live this Sunday. I take it back. This is August 4th. I don't know why I'm reading this. Unless you're a time traveler, you will not be able to see that show. So, what else do I have to say? Well, I'll tell you what's happening here next week. I mentioned it when Justin was on the line with us, but yeah, we'll have Paul Weber and the Scrappers on the 16th of August. That's going to be a great show. I'm really excited to have them. I think the Daves will be down here as well. Well, of course, Dave Durnley will be down because he's one of the Scrappers, but Dave Angle will probably be down here as well, I'm hoping. I think Noah Earl's probably going to stop down. On the 23rd, we got Lou Nevins. Lou has been in the music scene in Columbia for many, many years. He's got a whole bunch of different projects. Most people would know him from the Monte Carlos, who've been around for probably 15 years or so. But anyway, Lou Nevins on the show on the 23rd of August. Really excited to get a chance to chat with Lou for a little bit. Austin Jones from Austin Jones and the Boot Heel Boys. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar. You probably heard the name. They're out and about quite a bit.
Heard the name.
Yeah, real good local country folk alt. I don't know how you even, you know, put genres on people anymore. I don't even like to do it. But anyway, Austin Jones on the 30th of August, and Van Ghost coming up sometime in September. Nick Gorham, hoping to get Steph Foley, but I'm kind of running out of hope for that one. But Ray Fitzgerald, when she decides it's time, my favorite, Miss Ray. John Thomas, Johnny O from the Hoot and Hollers. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Hoot and Hollers, but good friend of ours, good friends of ours for many years, and out traveling right now, and they've got another tour with the Dead South coming up this fall, and I'm guessing they're probably going to be going back to Europe in the spring, but we'll get Johnny O down here to spend some time with us sometime in the next few weeks once they get back from the road. Dylan Walsh is a singer-songwriter from Ireland who makes his home in Nashville, and he's a fantastic artist who I won't be able to have him in the studio, but I've got a bunch of his music, and he's going to call in one of these days, and we'll have him on the phone, and we'll do a proper interview with Dylan and play some of his wonderful music. We'll have returns from who knows who. You never know who might show up down here on Open Mic Radio. I love it, and I hope you guys are enjoying it as well. If you want to get a hold of me, my email address is mikehagan@mikehagan.com. Also on the web, mikehagan.com, if you want to listen to this program or share it with anybody else. All of these programs are recorded and put up on the web as MP3s and podcasts and all that stuff. So for you guys, I'll make sure you get a copy of this interview and give you a link for it, and you can share it with your friends if you want or whatever.
Excellent.
What else? Stick around. Speaking of the arts, Diana Moxon coming up in just a few minutes. Hope the summer's been fantastic. I hope everybody stays cool and safe this weekend. Get out there and have some fun. And, yeah, enjoy yourselves. Let's play one more from the Sweaters here and say thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
I appreciate it. We'll see you soon, all right? All right, this one is called Think You Could Tell. Once again, this is from the EP called Focus and Ask Again. It's the Sweaters. They've been with me this morning, and I appreciate them coming down. And if you get a chance to see them out live, do it. They're real good.
Watching cars go by.